W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Days of Utter Dread by Graham Masterton with Dawn G. Harris, narrated by Rachel Atkins. Those are the days when we wake to realise that we are one day closer to the coffin lid being closed over us, blotting out the light forever. Those are the days when we are aware that we are nothing more than a collection of random atoms that have temporarily clotted together to be us. Those are the days when we fear how easily we could be ripped apart, long before we have enjoyed the time that should have been ours, causing us terror and agony beyond description. Those are the days of utter dread. Manfred Waffenmeister, Das Buch der Angst, 1934. Content warning. This contains extreme adult content and exploration of subjects that will not be suitable to all reading tastes. Stranglehold, with Dawn G. Harris.
Do you accept clothes from dead people? The girl asked, peering short-sightedly into the cramped back office of the animal charity shop.
Lillian looked up to see a skinny and nervous-looking young woman, her face half-masked by her long dark hair, her hand quivering as she held out a half-filled bin liner.
My uncle died. He had a cat. I thought he'd want it all to come here.
As the girl spoke, Lillian unaccountably felt a shiver run down her back and along her arms. But she gave the girl a quick smile and stood up and stepped out of her office to take the bag. The girl's hair swung back, and Lillian saw that the left side of her face was twisted and scarred, as if she'd been burned as a child, and that while her right eye was dark brown, her left eye was black and glassy. "Thank you," she said. "I'm sure that whatever is in here will raise some money to help our animals." As she took the bag, she saw that the girl's hands were dirty and that there were crescents of mud or dried blood under her fingernails. The bag felt strangely warm and smelled of dirty clothing, but she said nothing. She had been managing this charity shop for nearly 3 years now, and she had accepted far more repulsive donations than this. She looked kindly into the girl's good eye and cradled the bag as appreciative.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?